Let's go downtown with the Main Street Area Association. We do this every Friday. Ashley Schaefer back with us, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. I remember this iconic Ann Arbor event when it started, when they were first saying, let's do this. It's now 30 years old, the 30th annual Rolling Sculpture Car Show coming up Friday, July 10th. It's back. I love it.
It's back. And we are so, so, so excited to celebrate this milestone.
Right in the streets of Ann Arbor, you're going to see so many classic, beautiful, historic antique cars.
Yes. Yes. So last year we had about 232. I think we're kind of on par to hit maybe 250 this year,
wow,
which would be so wonderful.
All right. How is all of this put together? Do you have a committee?
We do. Yeah. We actually have a really wonderful committee that they have been involved for many, many years. But we have started meeting in September of each year to
wow,
start planning the following year. And every month we get together and we go through all of the logistics. We contact all of our volunteers. As a volunteer, a lot of them also show cars in the show. And so they're able to be an early entry vehicle if they are a volunteer. But, you know, it just takes many, many months of planning and preparation. But we have an amazing committee. They really have it all running very smoothly.
All right. So registration is $45 and all registrations must be postmarked by June 16th, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have a car, you know, looking around town, a lot of people have these cars. And if someone wants to show their car, how does it all work? It's like clockwork watching them get into their spaces.
Yeah. Yep. So once they register, we actually send everybody a printed ticket. And then this is your ticket into the show. You'll get a certain color for a group. You'll get a certain color if you're an early entry, and then a certain color for what we call a regular entry. So you're able to start lining up at 12 o'clock the day of the show. We actually have an entry on Liberty and 4th. So even though there's construction there now, that road will be restored so we can actually bring the cars in on that entry point.
Is it Liberty and 4th or Liberty and 5th?
Liberty and 4th.
Fourth.
And then
okay,
we actually reserve the next three blocks for the cars that are lining up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right. So again, this is coming up on Friday, July 10th. It runs from 2 to 10 p.m. This is free to the public to tour. And
it
what
is.
I love about the Rolling Sculpture Car Show, it really is artwork. It's cars as artwork.
It is.
But you get to talk with these owners and hear about the passion they have, and they will explain it. And they've got the hoods open, and they'll talk about the engine. And,
oh, yes. It's yeah, their favorite thing, honestly, to talk about their car and just kind of show off what makes it special. There's a lot of really rare, beautiful cars there. And the only thing, you know, some owners like it when you touch the vehicle, and some don't. So just always ask. But they are very, very proud, and they should be, because they're just wonderful pieces of art.
Ashley, is the Rolling Sculpture Car Show a jury-type show? Is it judged? Are there do people win
yeah,
things?
Yeah, we have awards. So we have a set of awards that come from our sponsors and then a set of awards that come from our actual committee. Some of them go to our volunteers, and then our sponsors and committee will pick cars that kind of align with these different awards that we have. Last year, Ruth's Chris picked their sizzling hot Cadillac, which was their selection. But you have a chance to win one of these awesome awards that are presented each year.
Sleek muscle cars, elegant vintage models, which are my favorites. The Rolling Sculpture Car Show has more than 250 automobiles spanning decades of automotive innovation. So whether you're a seasoned collector or you just appreciate the beauty of a well-preserved classic, this event offers something for everyone, and you don't want to miss out on it. What else is happening in the course of this event, though? Because, you know, anytime there's an event downtown Ann Arbor, stores, restaurants, they're all participating.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the one time where the restaurants actually pull their extended patios out of the street to accommodate the vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Which is okay. But then if you're sitting at one of those street-side dining spots, you're sitting right next to a vehicle. They are turned off, but it's kind of a cool experience
yeah,
because you get to see the line of cars while you're having dinner. It's also within the social district, so you can grab a cocktail and you can walk through the show as well. But we will have music from DJ Rondon, and we will also have the Ann Arbor District Library there. They're always there to do a craft with the kids. Washtenaw Community College will also be returning for this event, which we're really excited to have
nice,
them back. But there'll be a lot of really wonderful things that are going on throughout the show, music, and you know, it's always sunny. So,
yeah. And the DJ does all those classic car type tunes.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
so good. He's been doing that for many, many years.
So Surfer Joe actually won't be returning this year, but not because we didn't want him to. He actually got married and moved to
oh,
the east side of the state. And so We are welcoming a new DJ, but Surfer Joe was so willing to share his playlist with our new DJ to keep those classics coming.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear that. Yeah. Going to be a lot of fun. Your sponsors, who sponsors this? How does this work?
Oh, gosh, we have a really long list of sponsors, but Nostradam, which is a modification company here in Ann Arbor, they are our sponsors. Destination Ann Arbor, Ruth's Chris, Bank of Ann Arbor, Bring a Trailer, Steve Steeb, and Jeff DeBoer are all sponsors of this year's event. We still have openings for sponsors if anyone is interested. With your sponsorship, you also get the option to bring a few cars. So,
oh, nice.
Yes.
All right, go to MainStreetAnnArbor.org. Just click on the Rolling Sculpture Car Show. And I do want to point out, when you get into the main page of MainStreetAnnArbor.org, right on the front page, upcoming events, and it has a string of these tabs. So we've talked in the past about Ladies Night Out, Taste of Ann Arbor. Last week, 8-2 Summer Streets kicking off, and that continues through September 28th. So whatever your pleasure, Rolling Sculpture Car Show, the next big event on July 10th. You click on the icon there, and it'll take you right to that page with all the details that we talk about every week here on the Lucianne Lance Show. Following that is going to be the Street Art Encounter, which was huge last year.
Yes, we are super excited. We actually have closed the call for artists, and so we're reviewing everyone that has applied.
Already? Wow.
Yeah.
This isn't coming up until September 11th, right?
No, but it's like we're really important to try and kind of secure the artists now because there's such a short window of warm weather. So a lot of these artists are painting murals throughout the state. And so we try to make sure that we get on their schedule and
right
we can
away.
Have them here. Yes.
Yeah, this is where Ann Arbor is transformed into this open air gallery. And they're using the spray paint?
Yeah, spray paint. Yeah. And then actually Sherwin-Williams also was one of our partners last year and provided a certain type of paint, so we could also use that as well.
Oh, that's really nice. So just go to MainStreetAnnArbor.org. You can find out all the cool things happening in downtown Ann Arbor. And next big event, July 10th, with the Rolling Sculpture Car Show celebrating 30 years in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Ashley. Good seeing
you. Thank you.
And we'll see you downtown Ann Arbor. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. And this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.